signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, 22nd of April, 2011. Did your mind hurt yet? You know, we were just talking during the break. Look at Wally World, the corporation, retail corporation that has set itself up to bring in goods made from overseas. The goods that we used to make here in this country. How many millions of jobs were eliminated? How many businesses were eliminated by Wally World because the mom and pop that is still the backbone of this country with small and medium-sized manufacturing and retail outlets now competing against the corporations, the global corporations, while we're bringing in the uneducated and the unwashed into this country to do what? Remember what the Republicans said? Oh, we need this cheap labor from Mexico. We can't compete against foreign corporations producing goods and bringing them into the country. We need a break. We have turned ourselves into a service economy. Window washers, not manufacturers. This country, imagine. Now, is it starting to gel in people's minds? The states, not only are they under the aegis of the robber barons, the Federal Reserve, the pleasure to use our instruments, and we're going to charge the hell out of you, by the way, the net effect of that is we're robbing you of your wealth, all of it. To bring in the multinational or allow corporations like Walmart to bring in multinational corporations making goods all over the world at $2 or less an hour to compete with what in this country? People that we found out we were pretty innovative. When given the right stimulus, we could produce, we could build, we could maintain, we could sustain. We cannot do it anymore. We can't do it anymore. Can somebody with a straight face tell me this is not a planned agenda? With the government, states start banging on the federal government's door going, we need bailouts. Bailouts. We don't have the tax base in our states. We can't make it. Why don't you ask the people in California? Hundreds and thousands of people showing up at Mickey Frickin' D's to go get a $10 an hour job because there are no other jobs available. And how many that work for the McDonald's Corporation inside this country ain't even legal? I saw something the other day that made me want to throw up. They're going after people like Tyson Chicken. Not because of the illegal Mexicans that are working there. Oh, it's the OTMs other than Mexicans, and they're not being treated fairly. It is the corporations in this country that are actually destroying it, that we help build their wealth. Oh, I did not want to do a show like this today, but I'll tell you what, it has to be said. 800-313-9443. Let me calm down, get my blood pressure back in check before I start bleeding out of my eyes.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, do you think that I have given some searing rants? I wasn't going to play this today, but I thought it was kind of entertaining. Here's a guy that posted on YouTube under Drinking with Bob. That's his, but he's not drunk. That's just his little moniker that he uses for his videos. He's talking about Obama. You think I rant? I think this guy goes for 2 minutes and 19 seconds, and I don't think he takes a breath. Well, listen to this one.
What's next? I'll tell you what's next. Listen. Can you hear it? It's the sound of Barack Obama bumper stickers being torn off of cars all over this freaking country. Are you kidding me? This guy is a disaster. Change. Nobody knew what change was then, and nobody knows what change is now. But nobody voted for change. People voted for Barack Obama. They voted for this mythical creature that was created by the liberal mainstream media, by the propaganda machine that runs this country. If people really voted for change, they would have been just as excited if Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden were running for president. Are you telling me if Joe Biden was running against John McCain for president, people would have been enthusiastic? People who never voted for? People who didn't care about politics would have came out of their houses in droves to vote for Joe Biden? No, they voted for Barack Obama, and they're finally starting to realize Barack Obama is an empty suit. Barack Obama is the worst reality show ever created in this country, and the biggest problem with the Barack Obama reality show is we can't cancel it for at least 4 years. We have to watch this thing day after day, night after night, week after week, month after month, year after year. Episode number one, on the road to socialism. Episode number two, $9 trillion of taxpayers' money spent on freaking nonsense. Episode number three, let's take money from the responsible people and give it to the irresponsible people. Episode number four, Barack goes to Iran, tells them they're going to nuclear weapons. They spit in his face. Episode number five, Barack Obama asks Russia for help. Russia, are you freaking kidding me? Barack Obama goes to Russia and asks for help with Iran. If you help us with Iran, we'll get rid of our missiles in Poland. Are you freaking kidding me? We're the United States of America. We're the strongest country in the freaking world. And you're asking freaking Russia for help? Are you kidding me? When are you people who voted for this freaking guy gonna finally stand up and admit you made a huge mistake, King? And if you're a freaking king and your parents are still riding around with a Barack Obama bumper sticker on their freaking car, I'd be embarrassed. I'd walk everywhere I had to go. The only thing Barack Obama and his freaking supporters are gonna accomplish is to get rid of childhood obesity at this freaking point. Would you people wake up, land in a free home of the brave? We used to be the land of the free, home of the brave. Now we land in a stupid home of the freaking screwed. Change, change, I keep hearing about it. When is it coming? When is the anointed one gonna wave his magic wand and bring all this freaking change? Cause so far, I've seen nothing. Absolutely freaking nothing. What's next? What's next? What's next?
That was unscripted anger. He wasn't reading a script, and he was taking the deep breaths after his rant. I want to tap into those people's anger. Give them a true education. Put the anger aside and turn it into action. Man, the energy that guy just put out during the 2 minute and 19 second rant, I could have lit the city of San Francisco for a day and a half. George in Texas. Hello, George.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi,
you hear
George.
Me?
Yeah, George, I got you.
You know, the thing is about like these big corporations like Walmart and all these like giants like Monsanto. You know, the thing is, I look back at certain parts of history of corporations. And you know the thing is, we need to go back to strong antitrust laws.
Yep. But they will never come back because the unholy triad is now in place. Wall Street, bankers, government, corporations.
Well, you know, today is Good Friday. Somewhere around this day, you got these Christians in the church saying, WWJD.
Yeah, well, what would Jesus do? Yeah.
Well, he overturned the money changers in the temple and chased them out with violence.
Yes, he did.
So there's your WWJD quote for today. Thank you, John.
All right, thank you. I mean, how ridiculous does this have to get? Leadership in this country? It's a fire sale. It is the balkanization, the multiculturalism, destroy the culture. We are the modern-day Babylon. My wife went to a grocery store here in Central Texas the other day, and she said, you know what, I didn't see any white people in there. And she wasn't kidding. She was not joking. This is the modern-day Tower of Babel. In this country, your kids cannot go to university without paying exorbitant tuition fees. They have to take out loans to get certified and graduate for whatever they're going into, to go out in the real world to know jobs. Are people getting pissed off yet? Are they getting angry yet? I saw nobody else reporting on the EB-5 program. Hundreds of thousands and millions of Chinese, communist Chinese, coming into this country that will be given citizenship at the end of that 5 years. But we want to talk about a Koran burning Yehu from Florida, from his huge church of 20 people.
Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
I'll jump in on this.
Okay.
I'm sick and tired of being categorized. If I hang around Muslims, of course, we're infidels. If we hang around the Jews, of course, we're the Goyim. According to the SPLC Homeland Security, I'm a terrorist. You hang around the corporations, you're a human resource. You hang around with the government, guess what you are? In all effect, you're the lender of last resort. I want it to be said right now to whom it may concern. First off, I'm a husband and I'm a father. And I'm not a member of a group, so you know what that makes me, John?
That makes you a lone wolf.
That makes me the goddamn conscience of the United States of America. Because I don't belong to a group. I am the conscience. I be your conscience. We need a little more conscience.
We need a little bit more common sense. We need the American people to pull their head out of the dark, dank place that it's been in. Their country, Mark, has been stolen right out from under them. They have been put on the hook for massive debt. They have now become the receptors, whatever you want to call them, the reception committee, for people of foreign lands coming into this country that don't even speak our language. We are done.
Well, let's put it this way. Bush, little shrub, come out and said, either you're with us or against us. This all started a major league domino after that statement. And yes, it was going on before. I'm aware of all the other stuff. But let's face it, right then and there, the battle lines was drawn. Don't matter if it's a Democrat, don't matter if it's a Republican, makes no difference. The continuity of government must continue. And they spend millions of dollars, John, every 10 years to make sure that they do categorize us through the census.
Those figures that Beck gave, I mean, come on here. By 2040, we're talking 400 million. By 2050, 437 million. We're talking in less than 90 years in this country, 625 million people. Is this really going to be sustainable? And if we would have just, at the 250,000 a year level, given that by 2050 we'd only have 361 million people in this country, and they didn't count the Mexicans that came into this country illegally, they didn't count the ones that came in here illegally and said, oh, there's a law, if you get pregnant, drop the baby here, congratulations, he's a U.S. citizen, you can stay.
You know what else they probably didn't count, John? Was every time we go in and we try and overthrow a ten-horned dictator, and we end up buying off his opposition, and that opposition loses, and they start to run and hightail it, guess what? They relocate them over here. How do you think all those Muslims ended up in Dearborn? They were relocated there.
How do you think all the Muslims ended up in Europe? And this is not an anti-Muslim campaign.
No. How'd they end up, the Vietnamese end up in Houston? Couldn't have been the Vietnam War, could it?
Oh, you mean the war that we really didn't want to destroy communism? We just wanted to play patty cake, make some corporations rich, and kill off what? How many? 50,000 plus Americans?
I hate to tell everybody, but you know that little helicopter that was taken off from the government building in South Vietnam? That weren't all that come over here.
Oh, I know.
That's the only one you saw. That was the first airlift. Folks, there was a ton more.
And you know, Mark, I'm going to tell you something. I have my dress shirts done by a laundry here in Round Rock. She's a Vietnamese lady, and her and I have had some conversations like you would not believe. This woman came into this country. She understood her opportunity here. She got her kids educated the best that she could, and she said, don't you ever, ever take anything for granted, and don't you ever turn your back on the principles of this country, ever. One little Vietnamese lady that her entire family was wiped out by the war in South Vietnam, supposedly under the guise of killing communists. We've got the freaking communists in our own government.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. Is my screen updated here? Did we get to Lark? Lark, are you there? Lark in Texas.
How are you, John?
Hi.
Well, I shouldn't have asked that. I can see you're about to bust a blood vessel.
Yeah.
You know, John, something that I've been focused on lately is how it is that so many Americans can stick their head in the sand and not realize that we've all become socialist. Now, a lot of people will say, well, I'm not a socialist. I'm a conservative, patriotic, flag-waving, conservative Christian, proud of it, this is America, my land, blah, blah, blah. However, these are the very people who work for these Fortune 500 companies that willingly went along with the socialist plan to essentially adopt the British free trade mercantilist scheme for carving up the world. And why? Because we had the carrot and stick approach applied to them. They were socially engineered. Who cares about America's laws? Because now, in our own contracts, we have something called the Supremacy of Communitarian Law Clause. It supersedes American national constitutional law. And so many points you're making are so spot on. But, you know, when I think of a socialist, and I hope that you will sound this alarm, I not only think of a communist, I not only think of all the soft socialists who are easily led and easily indoctrinated in the public school system, in the university systems in this country, but I also think of the fascists who are also socialist. And this is, and herein lies our dilemma. We have accepted that the only way to have peace on earth, goodwill towards men, is that we all must give in to the socialist credo. And I promise you, this is the real problem. It's not just the communist, it's the fascist.
Well, I'll tell you two things we could do right now to put a grinding halt to a lot of their agenda. Get rid of the international bankster gangsters and their 12 henchmen that operate inside this country. Bring back the antitrust laws that would prevent corporations from gobbling up everything else. They've been doing it now for 30 years or more in this country. And the American people, they are primed and ripe for the information because they have been screwed, blued, and tattooed. Their bank accounts have been emptied. They've been ladled with debt that they can never retire. In the meantime, we have a poser in the White House. And not just him, it's been the Bushy boys and everybody else. But this Congress, and if we had a media that was not owned by people that are making money off of other people's misery, if we had an honest media to report that since 1970, we've been bringing all these immigrants into this country. Since 1990, I mean, 70, it was 250,000 a year. In 1990, a million every year, not counting the Mexicans and whoever else has come walking across our border. When our economy is being smashed, the states have budgets that they cannot deal with, and we've got Uncle Sammy there throwing around trillions of dollars for what purpose?
Well, you know, the game theorists, the warmongers, the think tankers, the foundation cretins, they understand that in order to conquer a nation, that they have to infiltrate society from within. They literally have to take over their minds. Nothing more than 21st century slavery, a scientific dictatorship that we're entering. And
I cannot disagree with that, Lark. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'm running short here. I got Frosty Woolridge in queue here, and I want to get to him. So, Lark, great points. Thank you for your call. Vicky in Idaho. Go ahead, Vicky. You're up next.
Hi, John. I wanted to get in on this rant. I have a report here printed by the U.S. Department of State, Treaties in Force. And it's a list of treaties and other international agreements in force as of January 1st, 2009. It's 481 pages printed in about an 8-point font of all the international agreements that the U.S. government has signed with other countries from the beginning of time. And there, I don't see that there's any possible way to enforce those agreements because there's just simply too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And too many overlapping. Okay? So what we really need to do is to get out of the international agreements and get out of all of them.
Displace the globalists by killing the banking system that has allowed the globalists and the elite to have such sway and power.
Yeah.
You take that toy away from them, their stuff crumbles.
Well, you know that I've been studying the foreign trade zones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what it looks like to me is that the international bankers, through these trade agreements, have set up the global economy so that all economies are exporting their production and importing their consumption with no domestic production for domestic consumption, and in that way the international bankers can control the entire global economy, and they have every country in a deadly...
Hold on, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back. And, Vicki, that list that you have, do you have that compiled? Can you send it over to me?
Sure. Yeah, it's a State Department document. I might have to send you the link so you can download it because it's so big.
That's fine.
Yeah. But anyway, what I was going to tell you is that the way they've set up this trade system, it looks to me like they have each country in a pair with another country, in such a way that it's a deadly embrace, so that it creates an independent interdependence that you can't break away from because you're dependent upon the imports.
Mm-hmm.
And
and that's the scenario they have us set up. I mean, this thing about Atlas Shrugged and everybody being objectivist.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't realize that Ayn Rand was one of them.
Yeah, well, that's what I've always thought, is that it was a how-to book.
Well, exactly.
Not a what to avoid, but a how-to.
And what she was describing is, in that book, the destruction of the country, and it was kind of like Carol Quigley's book, that Bill Clinton, that was one of his mentors, Carol Quigley. Carol Quigley, Tragedy and Hope, his lament about that was that he was an insider, he was shown everything. And his complaint was, well, you globalists, you got a wonderful plan. Why don't you just be open about it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but this is shocking to a lot of people that thought that Ayn Rand and the objectivists were something. They're not.
Yeah.
I mean, my God in heaven, people need to really start to wake up and think critically.
Yeah, well, when I was young, the first time I read it, I was pretty young.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that it was like a how-to. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, once I started into my research, I read it again. And I realized, you know, especially, you know, with the train and going down to Mexico and
right.
doing all of this,
right.
that it was a how-to.
And if we ever have any money to build high-speed rail in this country, guess who's going to be doing it? Chinese companies.
Yeah, I heard that on the radio this morning, Brian Sussman's program.
Yep.
He said they want to bring in Chinese to build the railroad down to Bakersfield.
You know, send the damn Chinese home. They've stolen enough technology from us. They'll be just fine.
Yeah.
Vicki, I've got to go because I've got Frosty Woolridge waiting.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right, I'll send that to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Frosty, how did you get to call in today's program? What prompted this call?
Well, one of the listeners, JG, asked me to call in and chime in about, you know, the immigration situation that we're facing. And I know it was an honor for 2 years to have a two nights a week show where I brought in some of the top experts. And I think you know my latest book, America on the Brink, The Next Added 100 Million Americans, really shows America what we're facing as we add 100 million more people by 2035. And for those of you who can do some quick math, that's only 24 years from now, folks.
Mm-hmm.
But, John, the real crisis that goes way beyond adding 100 million people is that the bulk of that, and that's 72 million of the next added 100 million people to the United States, will be third world immigrants from Somalia, from Ethiopia, from Sudan, from the Republic of Congo, from India, from Indonesia, from Brazil, from Ecuador, from all these other third world countries, and certainly the Mexicans that are coming up both legally and illegally. And I don't think anyone has gotten their arm around what another 100 million people is going to do to this country environmentally, quality of life, standard of living,
mm-hmm.
jobs,
mm-hmm.
and certainly the wages and the salaries of those jobs, because I've traveled all over the planet. I've been to China. I've been to India. I've been to Bangladesh. In India, or in China right now, the average wage is around 33 cents an hour, and you can top out at about 88 cents an hour. Why is that so? Ladies and gentlemen, they have 1.3 billion people, and they're growing by 8 million more every year. Life and jobs are cheap in China. Same thing in India. And so, you know, we can argue, we can talk, we can do all the other things about what's happening to our country, but what's really happening is we're being displaced out of our language, out of our culture, and out of our standard of living. And as long as Americans sit by and watch this thing, they will become the victims of it.
Vicki mentioned, the previous caller mentioned about mm-hmm. the free trade zones. Are you aware what they're doing with the EB-5 program with the Chinese?
I understand some of those. I haven't kept up on that as much as I could, but I don't have as much time. But what you're seeing happening, whether it's the free trade zones or, you know, I've always advocated for fair trade rather than free trade.
Mm-hmm.
You buy $1 billion worth of goods from me, Mr. Chinaman, and I'll buy $1 billion worth of goods from you, and then we'll keep an even keel as to trade deficits will no longer, you know, operate. And then we can have a civil discussion. But when you keep having a $700 billion per year trade deficit to China, and they now own, I think, about $1.1 trillion worth of T-bills,
mm-hmm.
then we got our hat in our hand and begging China to hold us up and to carry us when we used to be the greatest creditor, lender nation in the world. Now we're the greatest debtor nation in the world.
And all of this, and I made the observation here that since 1990, Congress quietly upped the rate. Now, from 1970 to 1990, 20 years there, they capped the legal immigration, notice I said legal immigration, at 250,000 per year. Now, if you total that up, I don't have my calcapuker in front of me, but that's a few million that came in. But in 1990, quietly, they upped that by 750,000 a year to allow 1 million per year.
And this has been going on now for 21 years, so that's 21 million immigrants that have come into this country. We're not talking about the illegal Mexicans that came over or the OTMs, the other than Mexicans.
Right.
During that same period, ironically, for every million from 2000 to 2008, we brought in a million people from foreign lands, and guess what we did? We gave away about 8 million jobs. Now, irrespective of the recession turning into depression that started about in 06 here, 5 years ago, I'm not talking about any of those numbers at all. I'm not even including into that the EB-5 program through these free trade zones to bring the Chinese in, and this could run into the millions as well, Frosty.
Right.
So we have purposely dismantled the ability to produce anything in this country.
Correct.
We are now importing, as you said, $700 billion a year trade deficit.
Correct.
When you said that I'd trade a billion Chinese goods for a billion U.S. goods, well, are they really U.S. goods? Are they manufactured here? Are they going to be U.S. companies? And where are they located?
Well, correct. Hypothetically, we should have the manufacturing if we wouldn't have given it all away. And again, I did a story recently. I went down to a Walmart. I don't know if anybody knows or not, but every time you shop at Walmart, you cut yourself, your throat, and your neighbor's throat, because 94%, I think it's 94% of Walmart products are foreign-made products from China, India, Bangladesh, and you name it.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies and gentlemen, we've got, and I did a story on it, we just hit 43 million Americans are subsisting on food stamps as of April of 2011. Now, you tell me, 15 million unemployed Americans, we've got 43 million Americans living on food stamps, we're only, according to one of the, I think it was Katie Couric, we're creating 95,000 jobs per month, but we're importing 225,000 as high as 250,000 legal immigrants every 30 days. Does anybody in their right mind think that we'll ever employ that 15 million Americans that are now standing in unemployment lines, food stamps, and assisted housing, and simply living on a very desperate situation?
Frosty, we're talking about the corporations. What did they do back in 07 under George Bush? We'll call it a TARP, $700 billion bailout money.
Right.
Well, that was just the start.
Right.
We have the quantitative easings going on. We have all of these things going on. And in this country, they would reluctantly let out the little fact that the real employers in this country are the mom and dad businesses. It is the small to medium-sized manufacturing that doesn't produce their stuff overseas. They work within the United States. They hire Americans. The profits go back into our own pot. That's another issue that nobody looks at. With this $700 billion deficit from the red Chinese over there, products sold in this country, and I don't know what the flow is the other way, but it is nowhere.
About $67 billion.
Okay.
$67 billion a year.
Okay, $67 billion. So we're talking about $600 billion-plus in
right.
a trade deficit there.
Right.
But my God in heaven, these corporations are the ones that are doing it. And Frosty, you know the bottom line to any corporation. What is the CEO's job? That's to expand and to give greater stock dividends to their people. These people have no loyalty to the United States whatsoever. Even though they might have started here,
right.
they became rich off of us buying their product and their service, but that wasn't good enough. I said this, and I think the best two moves that we could do in this country, Frosty, is this. First of all, let's knock out the Federal Reserve and the international elite bankster gangsters that are behind and trying to foment the world government. Let's get rid of them, and let's bring back in to the mix here of how we used to protect ourselves from corporations gobbling up everything in sight because they have the money to do it. They have been doing this. We got used to hearing a term back in the 80s of hostile takeovers. These are companies that they didn't want to sell out to another company, but they got in with their stock proxies and everything else and forced other corporations to sell. They became huge conglomerates.
We cannot do this anymore because it's the corporations that don't give a crap about their consumers.
Yeah, well, that's correct, John. And one of the things, and it was, I think it was Woodrow Wilson, and he said the worst thing he ever did was sign the Federal Reserve into being because it was a corporate cartel of the money class, the bankers themselves, and they simply they scammed the U.S. government at that point in time. Wilson signed it, and now we're living with it. And guys like Bernanke, I mean, they don't have to worry about anything, and they don't really care about the American people. And I can tell you this. I don't care who your senator is right now. I don't care who your House rep is. The collective body of Congress is working against the American taxpayer and the American citizen. I mean, the fact is we've got 8 million fully employed illegal aliens, most of them Mexicans, in this country, and they're allowed to work 40-hour-plus weeks. They get paid, most of them under the table, fraudulent ID, forged ID. Their kids are having free breakfasts and lunches in our schools, and K-12 is being paid for. Well, they send that money, around $80 billion per year, back to their own country, and yet the Congress will not do anything to stop, again, the war on drugs. What a 40-year farce that is.
Yeah.
But also look at that immigration figure on the illegal side that just continues to flow into this country without cease. And then when you think about the legal immigration that's coming in, we are at, you know, what's happening to us is called a Faustian bargain with the result of a Hobson's choice, and we all get to be the victims of that Hobson's choice.
Well, I've got to ask you this. Where in the country are you now living?
I live in Golden, Colorado.
Okay, so you're an hour behind me, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
How would you like to be doing a program on this network again, Frosty?
I could certainly entertain that because we need to have the kind of expert advice that I have. I've got the handle on the lever of a lot of the top experts ecologically, certainly demographically. I work with Dr. Brian Check for Steady State Economics, but yeah, I certainly would. We have to talk about that.
All right.
And let's do that.
All right. Good. All right. While I've got you here, let me entertain another call here. Fred in New York. Hello, Fred.
Hello, John. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I have a question for your guest. During the last 175 years, if you notice a history with immigration, we had a large influx of immigration, and then we seemed to get into a huge war. Now, for an example, between 1840 and 1860, we took a large influx of predominantly Irish,
mm-hmm.
and we had the Civil War. And then if you look at, say, World War I, 20 years previous, we took a large influx of Europeans, predominantly Italians and Eastern Europeans, and we got into World War I. And then if you look at, say, the Vietnam-era war, we took a large influx just before that of Puerto Ricans and Hispanics, and then we got into a war. Now, we've been packing this country with people left and right. Do you foresee a major war on the horizon coming?
Hmm. Well, they're trying to foment one in the Middle East right now. This is going to be probably worse than the wars you just described because now we're going to throw in Jesus or, depending on the faith, the lack of Jesus, and let's start pitting those people against everybody.
You know, that's a very good question. One of the things that I find that I see happening is just what's happening over in the United Kingdom. In fact, I was just talking to a British gal today, but had a half-hour talk with her. Their Muslim population has literally created two Londons. One of them is Islamic and one of them is British, and they are at each other's throats. Same thing with France and Merkel in Germany. Holland has the same problem. They're splitting their civilizations and their languages and therefore splitting their countries. In 1990, the United States only had 100,000 Muslims in this country. We now have around 7 million of them. We have 1,208 mosques at last count. We're probably going to find ourselves at odds with ourselves because Muslims simply do not assimilate. They do not acculturate. They don't take on the country where they immigrate to. They simply create new fiefdoms, if you will. And that's happening in Detroit. It's happening in Philadelphia. It's happening here in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, but Frosty, let me back you off here a little
sure.
bit. As I've said before, that we've killed well over a million Iraqis. And we're not just talking...
Oh, yeah, easy.
We're not just talking here about soldiers that were under the regime of Saddam Hussein. We're talking about women and children. Displaced millions of people. And my point was about this. Now, we understand for humanitarian reasons their country is getting blown to bits, so we're going to be nice people, and we're going to allow more of them to come over here. Now, on the surface, that sounds okay to people because, well, after all, we're destroying their culture, their country, their government, and we're all for democracy and we're the world's greatest, so let's just bring them over here. But my point was to these people was, what do you expect these people in the Middle East to do? They had the Ottoman Empire. They had their own cultures. They had their own way of life. The British roll into the Middle East, screw everything up. The reason why you see the maps over there and the borders you do now, thanks to the British, and then on the tail of that, we roll into the Middle East, supposedly to go save them from themselves. And where do these people, and the analogy I gave, Frosty, was simply this, that say a Russia or China, or maybe they team up together, maybe they're still as communist as we may suspect that they are, but at any rate, they get together and they want to declare war on the United States and they start dropping bombs all over our cities. Are we expected to stand in place? Or would you see millions of people trying to migrate out of the States to go to Canada or Mexico or some safe haven? In other words, they're not going to stand there and let the bombs fall on them. They're not going to stand there and allow their families to be destroyed. They're going to want to go someplace. So what a perfect scenario, what a perfect ruse to go in and destroy countries and cultures and millions of people. Where the hell are they supposed to go?
Again, the great refugee question, whether you can talk to Dr. Albert Bartlett, you can talk to William Ryerson, you can talk to some of the David Paxson, certainly Dr. Jack Alpert. We're talking refugees into the millions, and where do they go? Well, obviously they're going to migrate into any countries that are still viable, where they can actually have food and water and housing and so forth. And at some point, then those countries they migrate to literally turn into what they fled, and that's what we're facing. And as I said, when you have what is the one word that defines a third world country, and I'll give it to you right now, it's called illiteracy. And all these poverty stricken countries where you've got Tunisia or Yemen or any of these places, you got 80+% illiteracy, and that defines a third world country. Well, if you import again 72 to 75 million immigrants into this country in the next 24 years, that come from cultures of poverty and cultures of illiteracy, it's going to remanifest in this country. It's already remanifesting in France and in England. And at some point, what happens when that 43 million that are living on food stamps turns into 50 and 60 million living on food stamps? You see, at some point, there's no way to sustain it. There's no way to supply it. And if we have all these different tribes that are basically incompatible, whether it's the Spanish-Mexican tribe against the white tribe or against the Muslim tribe or against the black tribe, if you will, you're starting to see our country balkanized to a point where it will not be able to come together because there's no longer a melting pot. It's a salad bar, and the salads are not getting along with each other. And when you start looking, in fact, this British gal I talked to today, gasoline is almost $10 a gallon in the U.K. It's going to get to be $5 and then $10 a gallon over here. We're going to be really fighting for just to feed ourselves, and then when those kinds of tensions exacerbate...
Let's not leave out of the equation that all the money that's been thrown around, up to $20 trillion since 2006, the hyperinflation, they're printing money like it's going out of style, wait till the hyperinflation sets in this country. With depleted resources, jobs, I mean flatline jobs. We are almost at 25% unemployment rate in this country right now.
Right.
And everybody's sitting around waiting for the recovery. Well, we're 5 years into this latest debacle with our friends at the Federal Reserve, that we're not coming back out of this unless hard and fast structural changes are made And it may be, if they do them tomorrow, it may already be too late. But what they're building here, Frosty, is the new Tower of Babel.
Absolutely agreed. And I'm almost 65 years of age, and I've lived a fantastic life, and I'm just an American kid who did well. And I can tell you this, the American dream will be a fleeting fantasy from the year 1950 to the year 2010. And from that point on, we're looking at it right now. You know, again, Detroit, 76% dropout flunkout rate in the area high school. You've got 68% of all children born to African-American mothers have a single mother. And so that child, get that number, 68% of the children born to African-American women are born to single African-American mothers. They're all on ADC. They're all on assisted housing. They're all on food stamps. They're all on free medical. We are creating an intractable class of minorities who then watch television every night, and they're seething angry because they don't have all that money that they see on the TV.
There's your class warfare. While Madison Avenue sells you the dream, you have absolutely no way of attaining that mirage.
That's exactly correct. And that's why, as I said, the American dream is now literally in the rearview mirrors. I know what it was because I worked hard to attain it, and I got to live it, and I enjoyed it, and all that goes with it. But when you have, I just did a piece on it, 7,000 high school kids drop out of high school every day. That's one every 26 seconds. 1.2 million high school kids hit 18 who are functionally illiterate in this country. Now, when you start looking at those kids, what do functionally illiterate people do, and what do functionally illiterate minorities do? They either turn to crime or drugs, or they have more babies. And when they have more babies, and again, as I've written and I talked about it on RBN when I had the program, 400,000 illegal alien mothers come to this country, drop their child every year. The costs are in the billions and billions of dollars. And yet these kids then become the same as their mothers, illiterate, non-functioning, non-contributing, and, again, sitting on the food stamp rolls and so forth and so on. And so, yes, whether you talk about class warfare or intractable poverty, we will see this country decline into a morass of third-world polyglot where no one knows anybody and everybody speaks a different language, John.
Well, and
it's already happening.
Some of the startling figures, Numbers USA, Beck gave presentations on this.
Yep, and I know Beck very well.
Yeah, and I just played two of his clips. And in there he says by 2040, and we're talking less than 40 years, 40 million people. By 2050, 437 million.
Right.
And by 2100, we're talking less than 90 years, we'll have 625 million people in this country. But if they would have maintained just the 1970 levels of 250,000 a year, it would have only been 361 million people by 2050, 40 years from now.
Correct. You know, I highly recommend everyone to watch the 5-minute video at numbersusa.org. I would also highly recommend that everybody join numbersusa.org and become a faxer of letters and caller, because if we don't stop this thing, John, all of us will become the victims of this massive population loading, and we're not going to survive it.
It's eating us alive. Frosty, hang on a second. I'm going to have my board up, pull you down. I'm going to get your current number. Thank you for calling into the show, sir.
Always a pleasure, John. Thank you.
Okay, hold on a second. Thank you, folks. We'll see you Monday.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is